I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on
the Euphronius Crater. The Euphronius Crater, or Sarpedon Crater, is an ancient Greek terracotta calyx crater, a bowl used for mixing. Created around the year 515 BC, it is the only complete example of the surviving 27 vases painted by the renowned Euphronios and is considered one of the finest Greek vase artifacts in existence. Part of the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Met, from 1972 to 2008, the vase was repatriated to Italy under an agreement negotiated in February 2006. And it is now in the collection of the Archaeological Museum of Cerveteri as part of the strategy of returning stolen works of art to their place of origin. Records in Italian courts of an investigation indicate that the crater was looted from an Etruscan tomb in the Greppe Sant'Angelo near Cerveteri in December 1971. The crater was sold to Metropolitan Museum of Art by Robert E. Hecht, an American antiquities dealer living in Rome, for $1.2 million on November 10th, 1972, which would be roughly, what is that, almost $5 million in today's money? That's a good paycheck. Thomas Hoving, director of the Met and the primary negotiator in the purchase, later said in his memoirs, Making the Mummies Dance, an intact red-figured Greek vase of the early 6th century BC could only have been found in Etruscan territory in Italy by illegal excavators. To allay concerns, some 6 months later, after the crater was brought, he prompted the Met to send a private detective to Zurich in an endeavor to reinforce the cited Seraphian provenance. On this day in history, in 2008, the vase was returned to Italy, the country of its origin. The Euphronius Crater. The Euphronius Crater, or Sarpedon Crater, is an ancient Greek terracotta calyx crater, a bowl used for mixing. Created around the year 515 BC, it is the only complete example of the surviving 27 vases painted by the renowned Euphronios and is considered one of the finest Greek vase artifacts in existence. Part of the collection of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Met, from 1972 to 2008, the vase was repatriated to Italy under an agreement negotiated in February 2006. And it is now in the collection of the Archaeological Museum of Cerveteri as part of the strategy of returning stolen works of art to their place of origin. Records in Italian courts of an investigation indicate that the crater was looted from an Etruscan tomb in the Greppe Sant'Angelo near Cerveteri in December 1971. The crater was sold to Metropolitan Museum of Art by Robert E. Hecht, an American antiquities dealer living in Rome, for $1.2 million on November 10th, 1972, which would be roughly, what is that, almost $5 million in today's money? That's a good paycheck. Thomas Hoving, director of the Met and the primary negotiator in the purchase, later said in his memoirs, Making the Mummies Dance, an intact red-figured Greek vase of the early 6th century BC could only have been found in Etruscan territory in Italy by illegal excavators. To allay concerns, some 6 months later, after the crater was brought, he prompted the Met to send a private detective to Zurich in an endeavor to reinforce the cited Seraphian provenance. On this day in history, in 2008, the vase was returned to Italy, the country of its origin.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive producer, Chris Kremitzos.